Miss Murder by AFI. Before that, you heard The Anthem Part 2 by Blink-182 in an effort to make all of us millennials feel as old as possible. The Blink-182 album Take Off Your Pants and Jacket turned 25 this year, and that Miss Murder December Underground by AFI is 20. So that's where we're at, folks. Those are... I will say, so the Take Off Your Pants and Jacket is the Blink-182 album that I grew up on. However, December Underground is not the AFI album that I grew up with. I grew up with Sing the Sorrow. That was my AFI album. And that one is even older. So nightmarish world that we live in. How's everybody doing? Stuff out there in the world is pretty rough, and I get that. And I hope that you're doing things that bring you joy and make you feel good, you know? Whatever those things are. I mean, not whatever. I mean, hopefully you're doing things that are not harmful to yourself, but I hope you're taking care of yourselves. All right, this weekend, everybody, let's talk about what's going on this frickin' weekend, because it's Midsummer Music Festival in Smithers, BC. Holy man, that is exciting. And even more exciting than that, arguably, is that I will be performing at Midsummer Music Festival. I'm going to be playing Saturday, that is the 4th of July, in the... I gotta remember the name of my stage. I'm gonna look that up. And then we're gonna... Here, listen to this song, and then when I come back, I'll properly plug my show at Midsummer Music Festival. Good Lord, I should have had this prepared. This is Soft Curse, Ghost Prism. We'll be back. We'll be right back. Soft Curse with Ghost Prism on Seerup Moves Radio. Now let's do a proper plug of my set at Midsummer this weekend. That is Midsummer Music Festival in Smithers, British Columbia. I will be performing on Saturday at noon on stage 3. I believe that one is a little bit out of the way, so I will put it out there. Please come and check out my set as well. You can also check out right after me at 1 p.m. from Terrace, Download History, the exceptional electronic artist. We are playing one after another, one from noon to 2, so come and check us out on stage 3 on Saturday. I had mentioned a few weeks ago, I believe, that I was going to do a tweener. That is not the case. I won't be doing a tweener after all, so... that noon on stage 3, that's it, folks. That is the opportunity to see me play if you are interested, if you would like to see what I've been cooking up for this. I actually have to get back to work on that soon, so I guess that's something else. I am working on something a little bit different for the show. And it'll be, as if you saw me last year, it'll be extremely different from that. So, come and check it out. I am immediately following the Harp Muse, who's up at 11 on stage 3. So come on over and we'll do some, we're going to get weird with it, folks. I promise you that much. I'm excited about it though. So I think that's pretty cool. That is not the only show I have this summer though. I have one other show to share with you. It is in August, and now this one, I'm thinking geographically about where folks are maybe hearing this. this is in Port Alberni, British Columbia. I have a show on August 22nd at Shard's Landing in Port Alberni. I will be there playing my new album, which is... I'm very excited about, and I'm hoping everybody enjoys, but I will, the show starts at 7:30. It's $15 and I will be just so very grateful, if you can come out. And if you are one of my Burnaby listeners, come on out, come on over to the island. I know people go from the island to Vancouver for shows all the time, so let's keep it going. Yeah, it would be very cool, to have people come out. More information about that over at themarsh.ca and on Facebook. Speaking of themarsh.ca, very exciting, I'm working on a brand new website. I am currently in the process of migrating my website, redesigning it, and doing all kinds of work on it. I don't have a firm date on it yet. I'm hoping to have it done and up by July, by beginning of July, but we'll see. We will see how it goes. The unfortunate part is I'm probably going to have to ask people to sign up for my newsletter again. I know that's annoying, but, you know, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Folks, I really appreciate everybody who's listening to this, and I hope that you're having a good time listening to it. I would love to know what you have been up to lately, how you have been keeping yourself busy, how you've been keeping yourself sane. So let me know. Send me a message on themarsh.ca on Instagram or on Facebook if you would like. And make sure that you're coming out to see the show. Come out to see me at Midsummer. I think that would be fun. yeah, I'm working on something pretty weird for Midsummer. They asked me this year to do a more ethereal, less sort of bombastic energy set. So... that's what I'm doing. I am feeling a little bit anxious about it because it's new and weird and different, but the feedback on it from the very few people who have gotten to hear anything from it has been pretty positive. So we're going to see. We're going to see how it goes. And I'm not going to tell you anything about it other than it's called Birdsong. That's it. That's all you get. The show is called Birdsong, and that's it. And this is actually the only time I'm, looks like so far, I'm going to be performing it at all, ever. So... if you come out and see my set, it's going to be a unique experience, to say the least. So, once again, at noon, stage 3 at Midsummer Music Festival. If you're there, please come out and check it out. I think it'll be a lot of fun. And, you know, it's at noon. It's an early set. So, maybe I'll help you digest your lunches or something. Yeah. And please come out and see me in Port Alberni. I think it would be extraordinarily cool if you came out to see me in Port Alberni. How about we play another song, maybe? What does that sound? How does that sound to you? How about some new stuff from Bonobo? This is Me and You, and we will be back. Bonobo, Me and You here on Syrup Moose Radio. We have been taking it easy this week, and I hope that you are doing that as well. I got one more song here to end the hour with, and then we are going to pop over into the second hour where I've got more music, and I'll probably talk about books or something cool like that. This is a band I'd actually never heard of before, and now that I have, I'm obsessed. This is the Hacks and Cloak. Their album, I don't remember the name of, is going to be in the playlist. You'll be able to see it. Anyway, Hacks and Cloak, the song is called The Drop, and I listened to it while I was reading about the Mariana Trench, and it may have ruined my life. So check this out. This is, I love this. Check it out.